Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
It is the last Thursday of the month, which means it's time for our monthly style and design chat with Bianca Reznikov. She's got news for us on a number of different art and design themed events, as well as a really fantastic project that is turning packaging waste into something beautiful at the end of it. Bianca, always lovely to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Hi, Pippa. Hello, and hi to all the listeners.
Let's start with something to soothe the soul. Rooftop Retreats, a new addition to a sort of a pop-up experience that sounds like a very good way to replenish and recharge your batteries, Bianca.
Yeah, indeed. It is a new pop-up experience, a concept that happens once a month on a Wednesday. And their team makes use of various perfectly located rooftops in Cape Town to host wellness experiences for urbanites who perhaps don't have the time or maybe can't make the commitment to attend wellness retreats in the countryside for a weekend or a week. So here's an opportunity to escape the stress and bustle of city life by retreating after work to a rooftop to do yoga, rhythmic dance, meditation, breathing exercises, and other de-stressing rituals, including taking in a view of the city from a rooftop at the same time. So I've got a clip from the founder of holistic design studio 360 Degrees Human, who started the project, and her name is Gina Levy.
This is not a class. It's an experience in living whole in real time from exactly where you are. We're the new kids on the block, here to shake the city up, because we're creating a movement called hashtag Wholebeing Wednesday to promote this idea by heightening awareness and shifting mindsets and behaviors through a variety of platforms and programs so that everyone, from yogis to hipsters to entrepreneurs to office workers to students and government officials, to the general public, can raise their own whole being bar. And we're kickstarting it with Rooftop Retreats, our signature holistic pop-up experience on rotating city rooftops in Cape Town. And it's happening every mid-Wednesday of the month on repeat. The idea is to take you up, out, and inwards and invite you to experience the city from a whole new perspective. We're covering everything from diverse mindful movement and breathwork practices to meditation and sound journeys and more. And we're looking to align with wellness entrepreneurs, practitioners, property owners, businesses and brands that resonate with this message and want to amplify holistic thinking, doing and being, as well as promote conscious consumerism and wellness tourism. And if you're a company interested in creating a bespoke rooftop retreat on your premises or on one of our rooftops as a daily, weekly or well-being event for your staff or team, we'll curate and manage it for you. Our upcoming rooftop retreat is on Wednesday, the 16th of March from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's the perfect way to end another hectic workday. Just join our sanctuary in the sky where tabletop meets rooftop. Follow us on rooftop_retreats with an S for more details, or DM us to get in touch and find out more. And then share your own live whole experiences with us at hashtag Wholebeing Wednesday, because we want to know how you are raising your own wholebeing bar.
Such a great idea. Bianca, I love that concept of wellness tourism. I think is going to be the next big thing, if it's not already growing into the next big thing.
It is. You're right. You're on trend.
For once in my life, I'm on trend. Okay, so we're letting you know well in advance of the next one, Wednesday, the 16th of March from 6 to 8 p.m. I know the last one, I think you booked through web tickets. Is that still the same for the next one, Bianca?
I think it is the same.
Okay.
If you go onto the Instagram page, all the details and links are there to find out how you can book and book your spot.
It's called Rooftop Retreats. Thanks for tipping us off. Okay, well, speaking of being on trend, New York Fashion Week happened a little bit earlier this month, Bianca, and great, of course, to see actual in-person shows happening again for the first time since the start of the pandemic. What would you say were some of the big trends that emerged this year?
Yeah, so that's right, Pippa. It's the first in-person shows since the beginning of the pandemic. There were many trends spotted as usual, all very theatrical to make the shows more entertaining, of course. It's interesting to see which trends will actually find themselves into people's cupboards.
Yeah.
For example, the new neutral, being the color brown, has been added to the basics list alongside black, white, and beige. So brown being the new neutral. Pumpkin monochrome, sort of the new bright to go for.
Okay.
Pumpkin. That was another trend. And recycled materials continued to be included, with, which is very positive for the planet. I always like to look online at the street fashion of the people who attend Fashion Week, as they seem to kind of be easier to relate to than the runway models.
I'll say.
But having said that, one trend that was clear across the different shows was the return of sequins for day or night wearing. So mixing sequins with casual gear to make the look more relaxed and wearable. So in fact, there was a lot of mixing of casual and formal wear. So a hoodie over a tulle maxi skirt with trainers, or socks with high heels, leather corsets over trench coats, and strapless evening dresses over a white crisp shirt. Also, I think with Bridgerton season 2 being around the corner, bustiers and corsets are back with the boned vengeance.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, they've been upgraded to meet our modern needs, and of course worn over garments as opposed to undergarments. So that's quite fun and sexy. One of the handbag trends that was popular at all the designers' shows were woven or crocheted shoppers. So I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to shine a light on a local initiative called Rebag.reuse. It employs a group of ladies in Half Bay to crochet bags out of recycled plastic bags that are hold to, you know, bread, to keep bread. So bread plastic bags. They also use cassette tapes, VHS tape, and many other plastics to crochet their work. It's beautiful, and it can be commissioned. You can commission anything you like in terms of shape. And they also do yoga mat straps and hats with these recycled plastics. And with it being very fashionable right now to have recycled crochet bags, I interviewed their founder, Regine LaRue, and here she is. Here's the clip from her.
Fabulous.
It's been 8 months since we've started the Rebag Reuse initiative in Heart Bay. It's a project where we are repurposing empty bread bags into the most beautiful crocheted shopping bags. For most people, an empty bread bag might only be a piece of rubbish, but for a group of ladies in Heart Bay, it's actually providing an additional income to put bread on the table. For every Rebag Reuse product that gets sold, a portion goes to a lady that is cutting the plastic, to a crocheter, as well as to a local charity. And it's also making sure that the plastic isn't landing up in our landfill or oceans. There's currently 11 ladies on the team. 8 are crocheting, and there are 3 ladies who cut the plastic for us. And the other day, one of the ladies who crochets, Jane Hoffman, who is raising her grandchildren, very proudly shared with me that her granddaughter has just passed matric. And thanks to the extra money that she's making from the Rebag Reuse project, it's been such a blessing to have that additional income to be able to buy essentials such as bread and milk, but also that she was going to go and buy some data for her granddaughter, who can now apply to nursing colleges. And it's just so exciting to see something that's so ugly as a piece of plastic being created into something that really looks like a piece of art. And there's a couple of ways that people can support the initiative. To start saving your empty bread bags, we can actually repurpose any clean, soft plastic. We do have a drop-off point in Heart Bay at Fiddlesticks, the haberdashery. People are more than welcome to buy a shopping bag, and the best would be to get into contact with myself. My number is 083-302-1528. And it would also be great for people just to have a look at the beautiful products that we have on Instagram, to visit the Instagram page. It is Instagram, and then it's re.bag.re.use.
re.bag.re.use or 083-302-1528. Bianca, I love the idea of recycled materials being entrenched in fashion. We talk so much about the perils of fast fashion and all it contributes to the waste problem. So lovely to see the fashion world absorbing some of it back again.
Absolutely. I mean, here's an opportunity to be fashionable and make a difference at the same time. I mean, at all the fashion weeks, including London Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week, and again now at New York Fashion Week, there are protests going on the side of the roads, stop fast fashion, yeah. You know, bring back used materials, recycle. The youth are speaking out against it, and there is a revolution going on in that regard.
If you want to be part of it right here in Hout Bay, drop in at Fiddlesticks or check out Rebag Reuse on Instagram. Now, Bianca, I know, I think it was yesterday or the day before, Mike Wills was chatting to Alexandra Tillmans from Baz Art about the wonderful public art festival being back on in Cape Town this week. There's a particular event happening as part of that that you wanted to tell us about today.
Yes, I've also been listening to all those interviews, and there's amazing public art to check out that you should really go and see with international artists and local artists. But I thought I'd let listeners know about the Night Vintage Market that's happening in the East City. It'll be fun to walk through while you're checking out the public murals and artworks. It starts at the Electric at Canterbury Street, and it moves down the Barrack Lane, which is in between the new hotel called the Harry and Just Like Papa's, mm-hmm. Which is between Harrington Street and Canterbury Street, if that makes sense. I'm not sure in the East City. It's doing fashion, vintage fashion, design. It's a food market. There'll be music. And it's the first time they're having it in the evening. It's on Saturday afternoon. It starts at 3 and it goes on till late. I've got a sound bite from the organizer, Guy Wood, who's curating the market.
The East City Vintage Market is happening this Saturday in the small lane Barrack Street in between the two venues, Just Like Papa and the Harry Hotel, starting from the road on Harrington Street to the back road on Canterbury Street. The market usually has been running, usually as a morning market, but after the success of our last evening market held with the city's closed streets last year and open dining, we decided to do it as an evening market. And so it will be running this Saturday from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in the Barrack Lane closure between the hotel. We are still open to receiving more traders. We do have our usual old traders returning, and we are open to new traders. If anyone would like to inquire about stands or more details about it, look up our Facebook event page, East City Vintage, or email us on eastcityvintage@harringtonstreet.co.za. So that's eastcityvintage@harringtonstreet.co.za.
Thanks for the tip-off on what sounds like a really fun event happening this weekend. Bianca, before we must say goodbye, I want to remind our listeners again about an event that you flagged for us when it first opened, because this is, I think, the final week to go and see that wonderful basket exhibition at the V&A.
That's right. It's your last chance. I remember when I told you about it to start with, I urge listeners to go and see it. It's almost like a museum experience, really a masterclass in basket weaving from across sub-Saharan Africa, not only South African weavers. If you are at the waterfront or nearby, it is where the new metro used to be. I think Sustekinikor, I'm not sure which
metro
house.
I think the upstairs one, yes.
Yeah, the upstairs one. It has taken over that place, and it's only open for another week, so make a point of pulling past there.
And is there any cost to enter that, or do you simply walk through, if you're in the centre, take a few minutes to go through and check it out?
It's totally free.
Okay.
So it's a very enriching free experience. If you haven't been, make sure you go and see it.
And when does it actually close, Bianca?
The end of next week. So Monday to Friday next week. Yeah, that'll be the end of that. Yeah.
Thank you for the reminder once more about a very special exhibition worth checking out. So that is at the V&A Waterfront in the old upstairs cinema space. And don't miss it before it closes at the end of next week. Bianca, definitely. I'll say thank you in advance for standing in for me tomorrow and Monday. So our listeners will get another dose of your hints and tips and advice and much more from tomorrow. I hope you have fun doing the show.
Thanks, I'm looking forward to it.
So are we, and we look forward to chatting style and design again with you at the end of March.